AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Are we slowing down? Companies hired in April, but slower than they have in a year and a half. Experts are blaming the strong dollar, which is making American goods more expensive overseas. Economist Mark Zandi says we're okay, given the 175,000 jobs created in March and the 169,000 created in April.
Even at 175, we're creating 50K plus more jobs than we need, and that means that unemployment and underemployment will continue to decline.
It now appears that the co-pilot who slammed a passenger plane into a mountain in France last March not only did it deliberately, he planned it ahead of time. Our Angela Charlton is in Paris.
The co-pilot of the Germanwings flight appeared to have rehearsed a controlled descent on his previous flight.
French investigators released that report this morning, saying Andreas Lubitz appears to have practiced taking the plane down over and over again earlier on the day he crashed the plane, killing all 150 people on board. Afghanistan may become a no-fly zone after the U.S. stops paying the bill to manage Afghan airspace in June. One Western diplomat implies the Afghans should foot the bill themselves. Our Lynn O'Donnell is in Kabul.
Realistically, nobody is going to be the one to pull the plug on airspace management. Afghanistan would basically go dark for international aviation. And it's a very important air corridor between Europe and Asia. And the Afghans do make more than $30 million a year from overflight and landing fees.
A humanitarian group says a record 38 million people had to flee their homes in the year 2014 because of violence worldwide. Many of those people lived in Syria and Iraq. The Dow's been up and down this morning. It opened 34 points up. Now it's down 77. This is AP Radio News. There are new mandatory water restrictions in California due to the drought there. Our Fennett Neerapil is in Sacramento.
California water regulators have approved mandatory water cutbacks for the first time ever. It's a sign of the growing severity of California's four-year drought, and they want to save enough water to make sure that cities don't have to make even more painful cutbacks if the drought continues.
The State Water Resources Control Board approved the rules that force cities to limit watering on public property and encourage homeowners to let their lawns die. A National Weather Service forecaster says there is a slight chance that storms carrying large hail and tornadoes could hit parts of the Great Plains stretching from Nebraska through Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas. The Storm Prediction Center says tennis ball-sized hail and tornadoes could form sometime this afternoon. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.